You'll eventually get around to it, but not doing your laundry really isn't an option, unless you're into that kind of thing. If you didn't know already, I'm Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Let me do your laundry for you. Not literally, but let's make sure you have clean clothes to live in for the rest of your life, or the ones you love. Call me, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, or look me up on those interwebs at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com.
Saginaw Valley State University, where personal attention and outstanding opportunities produce impressive results.
I'm Taylor Brown from Bad X, Michigan, and I'm a special education major at Saginaw Valley State University. Coming into college, I was not yet decided on my major, so coming to a school that had a wide variety of well-known programs was ideal for me. What I like best about Saginaw Valley is the small class sizes. Not only do you get to know your peers better and make great friends in class, but you also get more individual attention from your professors. I love that SVSU is in close proximity not only to home, but also other colleges, as I am still able to stay in touch and meet up with friends from other schools. From studying abroad in Ireland, I found myself to become way more independent than I was before. I think in my future as a teacher, my study abroad experience will help me in the area that every student is different, and I'm going to need to learn to think on my toes.
For more information on Saginaw Valley State University, including more stories from students and alumni, visit iam.svsu.edu.
WLW Sports coverage with Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and Ryan Brown from our Thumb Sailor courtside seats. The Green Machine this season, inconsistency would be the best term to describe the campaign. They haven't been able to string more than one victory together since January 15th and 17th. Since then, they have flip-flopped four games with wins and losses, then lost three straight and beat Bad Axe on Valentine's Day. We now ask our former player turned sideline reporter for WLW Sports, Ryan Brown, how does one stay focused after having an up-and-down second half of the season?
Well, as John has mentioned before, you don't look too far ahead. You take it one game at a time. You don't get too high. You don't get too low. And towards the end of the season, you just hope to put a string of wins together.
It's time to take another quick break on the WLW Sports Network.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
This is Adam Herford from Herford Farms in Elkton. When we're looking for a financial institution for our farm, we go to the experts at Thumb National Bank. At Thumb National, they've always had the products we need for a farming operation such as ours. From operational lines of credit, flexible checking and investment accounts to online banking, so we can access our accounts at times it's convenient for us, like nights and weekends, especially during the planting and harvest seasons. So if you're looking for a partner in your farming operation, call the experts at Thumb National Bank.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and two locations in Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
And it is go time on the WLW Sports Network. The National Anthem's in the books. We're going to find out our starting lineups here from both teams in just a hot second, as we are bound to have a great one. Ryan Brown on our sidelines, John Mooney with your color commentary, I'm Clark Ramsey with your play-by-play, and I'll be jabbering the entire night more than likely. We're going to start with your starting lineups for Harbor Beach. A 6-foot junior, Josh Shelkey, is going to be getting the start for Harbor Beach, as well as the point guard, number 20, 5'10", senior Eli Kraft. He's been a 4-year starter for this Harbor Beach squad. Austin Seltz, the junior, 5'8", is going to be getting the start. He has the potential to hit the three from the wings. There's also a lot of speed on that player. Playing inside, a 5'10", senior Colin Cook for Harbor Beach, number 35, also gets a start. And the sophomore moved up this year for Harbor Beach, Cody Seaman. He's 6'1", has the number 40 on his jersey, and he can shoot pretty much from anywhere on the court. for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Of course, they're being coached by Jeremy Majeski and crew. Jason Crone, your assistant coach. Number 12, Trent Cunningham, a 6'3" sophomore, gets the start. He has the potential to become a great player, and he's going to need to show up well in districts in soon moments come. Number 24, 6'3" senior, Aaron Christie, gets the start. Number 30, the point guard, 6' senior, Jared Schutte. He has that ball on a string always. Number 32, the senior, Steve Kaczynski, 5'10" on the starting five in the white jerseys tonight. And the other senior, 6'6", senior Paul Zwemmer, the man who is averaging just around 25 points every single game. John Mooney, last thoughts.
Paul Zwemmer is the type of kid that he can go ahead and score at will. If you put the ball in his hands, he's going to do some really good things with it. You know, like I said in the first part of the broadcast, is that they have two guards, two senior guards, in Aaron Christie and Jared Schutte. And they're also going to relocate on the three-point arc, and Paul Zwemmer will find him.
It's time now for the Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance claim of the game. John Mooney, your thoughts.
Well, I'm thinking that this is going to be a real tough game, but I'm going with Harbor Beach, 60-58.
Ryan Brown, your thoughts.
I totally agree. I'm going with Harbor Beach, 64-56, and a close one.
And I'm saying an ugly one. It's going to be Lakers 51, Harbor Beach 50, as the tip goes to Zwemmer. And Lakers comes out. Christie takes the quick three. That one's no good. Into the corner to Austin Seltz, to the top to Josh Shelke, or to Cody Seaman for three, right wing. This is off the mark. Long rebound into the hands of Kaczynski. And here come the Lakers. No score yet. 7:35 to play in the first quarter.
By contrast, we have Harbor Beach in a man-to-man where the Lakers played a 2-3 zone.
Schutte tries to feed it into Zwemmer. It's tipped away by a black jersey. Laker ball underneath their own hoop. Left to right across your radio. Lakers in the home whites with green outline, green lettering, green numbering. Harbor Beach in the all black. Silver outline of the numbers, and that's it. And we have a 5-second violation against Lakers. So that'll be the first turnover of the night.
Again, that's very important to go ahead and cut down on the turnovers, and that way you have an opportunity every chance.
Eli Kraft pushing it up now into the hands of Cody Seaman, top of the key. Lakers coming out in the zone defense. Austin Seltz, right wing, back up to Seaman, top of the key. Feeds it down to the left post to Colin Cook, misses that one. Rebound still loose and brought in by Christie for Lakers. Zwemmer bringing it up, pushes it up to number 12, Cunningham. Cunningham loses it, and it's stolen away by Eli Kraft. And Josh Shelke tried the layup. This one's no good. Rebound, Zwemmer, still no score. 6:50 left in the first quarter. Schutte against Eli Kraft. Harbor Beach in the man-to-man. Schutte dribbling to his right, feeds it down to the right block, and is stolen by Austin Seltz. Three turnovers for Lakers so far. Eli Kraft goes down for the layup. They say he was fouled on the floor. And it's going to be the first team foul against Lakers.
The bucket does not count.
No good on the bucket, even though it did go in. Fouls on Jared Schutte, his first, and Lakers first. Eli Kraft passes into the corner to Cody Seaman for three. This one hit the side of the structure supporting the backboard. Lakers hoops here come down from the side, and that's exactly what he hit. Jared Schutte taking his time against Eli Kraft, coming up the court. Now to Cunningham, right wing against Seltz. Takes him baseline, goes up for the reverse layup. This one no good. Rebound Christie. Christie goes up. He's fouled. Basket is good, and Lakers are on the board with 2 points. Aaron Christie trying to complete a three-point play. Fouls against Harbor Beach. They're first, and first against Colin Cook, number 35. At the line, shooting one, Aaron Christie. And the free throw is good. It's a 3-0 game. Lakers leading with 6:13 left in the first quarter. Substitution quick. Steve Kaczynski sits down. Number 10, Cortland Swayston for Lakers is in. Over to the right wing to Seltz. Harbor Beach yet to score. Trailing 3-0 to the home team, the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Seltz for three. Right wing. This one's off the mark. Air ball. And they can't save it. Going to be a Laker ball. So far, the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers controlling the tempo of this game, but Harbor Beach coming out in a full-court pressure now. Zwemmer gets it 88 feet from his hoop, and he